To receive communion is to receive Christ. The first Christians found in the Eucharist the reason to be heroic. Holy Communion gave them encouragement and strength to defend their faith even unto martyrdom. Tarsitius was a child who brought the Eucharist to Christians in jail. When he was on his way, he met some of his pagan friends who invited him to play with them, but he refused because he was carrying our Lord. They noticed he was hiding something and, striking him, tried to take it from him by force. A soldier passed by and took Tarsitius to jail. As a result, those who were to be killed the next day were able to receive communion. Tarsitius became a martyr of the Eucharist. This reflects the love and respect which the first Christians had for the Eucharist. The Eucharist as a sacrifice and communion. The Eucharistic sacrifice, or Holy Mass, is at the same time and inseparably both the memorial which perpetuates the offering of Christ to the Father on the cross, and also a sacrificial banquet of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. The Eucharistic celebration also has as its aim the intimate union of the faithful with Christ through Holy Communion. To receive communion is to receive the same Christ who offers himself for us on the cross. Therefore, Christ offers himself to the Father and gives himself to men. Christ instituted the Eucharist as nourishment for our souls. In Capernaum, Jesus promised to the apostles that he would give his flesh as life for the world and as a foretaste of eternal life. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise that person up on the last day, for my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I live in that person. This promise was fulfilled in the Last Supper when our Lord instituted the Eucharist. Take it and eat it. This is my body. These words clearly show that the body of Christ is really present in the Eucharist and that he gives himself to us as nourishment. The fruits of communion. Communion nourishes our spiritual life in a similar way as material food nourishes the life of our body. What are the fruits of sacramental communion? It increases our union with Christ present in the sacrament. It increases graces and virtues in those who receive communion worthily. It keeps us away from sin, purifies us from venial sins, failings, and negligences, because it increases our charity. It strengthens the unity of the Church, the mystical body of Christ. In the Eucharist, Christ gives us a foretaste of eternal life. Dispositions for a good communion. The dispositions to receive Christ worthily are to be in a state of grace, that is, free from mortal sin. If anyone is in a state of mortal sin, no matter how much he thinks he detests his sins, he may not receive communion unless he confesses them. Venial sin is not an obstacle to receive communion, but it is common sense to wish to receive communion with a clean soul. That's why the Church recommends going often to confession, even if one only has venial sins. Anyone who dares to receive communion in mortal sin commits a sacrilege. To observe the Eucharistic fast, which means not to eat or drink for at least 1 hour before communion. Water does not break the fast, nor do medicines. Old and sick people, and those who take care of them, can receive communion even if an hour has not passed since they ate or drank something. To be conscious of whom we receive. Since it is Christ himself whom we receive, we cannot approach communion in a thoughtless way, or just out of routine, or to be seen by others. We have to do it so as to fulfill Jesus' wish and to receive in communion a remedy for our fragility. Even our external appearance should reflect the piety and respect with which we receive our Lord. We can receive communion either standing or kneeling, according to what the Church has established, and also depending on what personal devotion suggests to each one of us. Thanksgiving after communion. Jesus remains in the Eucharist out of his love for us. The best way to receive him is to prepare well for communion and, conscious of the gift we receive, to thank him, not only in the moment of communion, but also during the day. After communion, we should stay in the church or chapel, giving him thanks, at least for a few minutes. The obligation of receiving communion and the need to do it frequently. If a baptized baby dies, he or she goes to heaven. Receiving communion is not necessary for his or her salvation. But Christ said, "If you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Consequently, the Church stipulates in its third precept that all Christians who have attained the use of reason have to receive communion at least once a year and during Easter time. It is also an obligation to receive communion in danger of death. In this case, communion is received as viaticum, which means as preparation for the journey to eternal life. This is no more than the least we can do, and should be understood as such. That is why the Church encourages us to receive our Lord frequently, even daily. If someday we cannot receive communion, it is good to make a spiritual communion, expressing our wish to receive our Lord sacramentally. Resolutions for Christian life. Make a firm resolution to always receive communion with the due dispositions. Remain a few minutes after Mass giving thanks for having received Jesus.